A common pitfall for parents is playing favorites. You may do it unconsciously without even being aware of doing it. For example, if you regularly take your son out fishing but always leave your daughter at home, you're being partial. Or if you constantly praise a child who's into sports but show little interest in a child gifted in music or art, you are unwittingly sending a signal that one child pleases you but the others don't meet with your approval. It's only natural that you feel more affection for an obedient child or talented child, but you must watch against these tendencies. Guard against favoritism creeping in. The Bible says, if you favor some people over others, you are committing a sin. James 2:9. That surely applies to children as well as adults. You will very likely end up praying more for a willful, disobedient child simply because that child has your attention and needs more prayer. It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick, according to Matthew 9:12. But even there, you must be careful not to give most of your attention to one child. Don't forget to pray for your children or your grandchildren who are not experiencing problems at this time. All of your children and grandchildren need spiritual nurturing and daily help from the Spirit of God, and it is up to you to pray that God works in their lives. God gives each child special gifts. If some of your children or grandchildren don't seem as gifted as others, pray consistently that God will reveal their calling and special abilities. Love them deeply, even if they are late bloomers, and live for years in the shadow of their more talented brothers and sisters. They need your prayers also, just as much as their more gifted siblings. You may have to make a conscious effort to pray for some of your children, but it is important that you do. If you don't bless them in prayer, who will? Lord, I thank you for each of my children and grandchildren. Forgive me if I have shown favoritism to any of them and neglected others. Forgive me if I have showered one child with attention and affection while failing to let my other children know how deeply I love them. I confess it is easier to love some children more than others, but help me to be a good parent and grandparent and to model your love, your care, and your favor to all my children and grandchildren. In Jesus' name, amen.